from the 2020 Beltwide Cotton Conference in Austin, Texas. I'm Stephen Orr. This is the Agribusiness Report. Join now Dr. Jason Woodward. He is a cotton development specialist with Phytogen. Jason, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Jason, currently you're in the mid-Atlantic states, but if people in the cotton industry in Texas would recognize the name, as you've spent quite a bit of time in cotton in Texas.
That's right. I was in Lubbock 12 years prior to that in the Lubbock High Plains area working in cotton and with Texas A&M and Texas Tech.
Well, the reason we wanted to sit down and visit with you today is Phytogen 2020 is the 40th anniversary of Phytogen Cotton and a storied history there in fiber, but you guys are still working and doing new things all the time and want to talk about the Phytogen breeding traits and the work you're doing with those.
Yeah, we're continuing to advance varieties into the marketplace, and a lot of those varieties have advanced Phytogen breeding traits for disease resistance that really impact production and help improve production throughout the cotton belt.
One of the announcements that we heard here today is really exciting when we look at reniform nematodes and some big steps by Phytogen in that area.
Yeah, that's really what got me interested in making the move from Texas A&M and Texas Tech to Phytogen is what was going on in the arena of nematode resistance and particularly the reniform nematode resistance that we're seeing. It's something that has been evaluated for several years now and looking to have those products on the market in 2021.
When we look at that, I guess you're into large-scale trials now where you take it out to producers to let a few select producers to evaluate that. Talk about in all of the Phytogen breeding traits, how do you analyze those and how do you bring them to market? What are the steps we see?
Yeah, there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes in the background with our breeding program and discovery groups. They run experiments and do testing rigorously to identify what traits we want to advance. And we get those into elite germplasm and develop those for commercialization. With regard to reniform in particular, this last year we had the opportunity to look at large-scale testing to do some proof-of-concept testing where we could take varieties that weren't advanced and just look to see what value are we looking at in the order of magnitude we're seeing with regard to this technology as it relates to large-scale field production throughout the cotton belt.
Well, Jason, I know as I've talked to people through the year, I know Phytogen's been really excited about the reniform and a lot of people saying that they were really excited about what they were seeing in the field at the time. Well, now we've got this crop out. We've got data to back that up. Would you say that you're where we thought we would be with that? What have you seen when you look at the data?
Well, across the belt, we had a number of studies out where early on we could see the benefit of the reniform resistance from day one, where those plants were just healthier throughout the year. We had a number of opportunities to go look at those fields and tour those fields with groups of people, and there was a lot of interest in how they were going to perform. Most all of our data is in, and we're consistently seeing a 25 to 28% yield advantage where we're using a reniform-resistant variety compared to a susceptible. That's phenomenal, and it's really going to be an opportunity to bring production back into some areas where reniform has been a major pest and a major constraint. Much like with our root knot nematode resistance, we're also seeing a secondary benefit where end-of-season populations of reniform in the field are significantly reduced as well. So we're lessening the potential of that pest for next year also. So have great things that we're seeing, a lot of opportunities to expound and expand upon that when we start looking at finished products and through the further development and release of varieties for 2021.
When we look at these varieties, I know targeted towards reniform areas, but are they going to be widely adapted where we can see the same type performance on non-reniform acres or acres that may not have that heavy pressure?
Exactly. We're looking at those varieties and we're evaluating them not just in reniform infested fields, but in other yield environments as well. And we're wanting to get those into fixed high performing elite germplasm so we can release them to varieties and have that nematode resistance be another layer of protection that we have and offer with the Phytogen breeding traits coming standard in Phytogen cotton varieties.
When you look down the pipeline, it's some things that have you excited about Phytogen going into 20 and 20 and beyond. What are some things that really have you looking forward to the years to come?
I think it's the complete package from the biotechniques traits that we have for worm control to weed control, the herbicide tolerance package that we have there with the Enlist system, the breeding traits that we're dealing with from a verticillium standpoint or bacterial blight. We've really got a lot of opportunities and options to fit the farm with root knot nematode resistant varieties. And now we're taking that next step into the space of, Reniform, and that Reniform is really going to be a great opportunity to help enhance and recapture some production in areas where Reniform nematodes are a problem.
Let's switch just a little bit. I know two varieties announced for release for 2020, more in the mid to full season type varieties. Tell us about those and what we can expect.
Yeah, you're referencing Phytogen 400 and Phytogen 500 W3FE. Those are, as you mentioned, two varieties that were released just recently and named at the end of 2019 to be sold in 2020. Those are great examples of varieties that have excellent yield potential. They've got a full complement of biotech traits, and we're seeing, again, the next step and wave of those varieties having native traits, native breeding traits as well, primarily bacterial blight and root knot nematode resistance.
Well, Jason, as we wrap up here, if a producer's listening and they want more information or they're interested in what they've heard, where can they find that?
They can reach out to their local Phytogen team, their territory managers, or cotton development specialists, and that information is available at Phytogen.com.
Again, I'm joined today by Dr. Jason Woodward. He is Cotton Development Specialist with Phytogen. I'm Stephen Orr. This is the Agribusiness Report.